If the world hates you, realize that it hated me because you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world. The world hates you. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. So there's elements in the elements of the world that are totally anti-Christian, totally opposite from the way we think as Christians and the way we live as Christians. Of course, Satan is totally blocked off from the truth, from goodness, totally, and he uses deception to destroy everyone if he can. So there's no reforming him. There's no reforming him. And those who follow him, in many ways, they're not reformable. Some of them are not reformable. They're so totally hardened. Look at the Pharisees. They were so totally hardened away from our Lord, and they hated him, and nothing could change them. Some of them later did. Some of the Pharisees and priests did become Christians afterwards, but some were totally diametrically opposed to Christ. And this is something we have to realize and face in life, that we're up against people who just cannot listen, cannot reform, do not reform. And what do? We look at them and say, can't you see the good? Can't you see that you're wrong? Can't you see the truth? Can't you see? We just try to convince them and persuade them, and we think that they might listen, and they just don't. Some just don't. So we have to realize that some people are like that, and then what do? We have to fight. We have to fight fight the evil. We have to fight falsity. We have to, it just reminds me of the President of the United States, he's got so much opposition, and he tries to persuade, and not to get too much into politics, but he's up against an enemy that just will not see the good that he tries to do, and the good that he does do. Of course, he probably does some things that are not good, but he's trying with his character to do much good, and his enemies just will not listen, will not see the good, and cannot, it seems like, the media, they just cannot see the good, and Christianity they're totally against. So this is a reality of life, and what do? We have to fight, and that's, he has really good quality. If you don't fight, if he didn't fight, he'd be just totally destroyed, and the good would be defeated. We too have to be on this offensive, fight against evil, and otherwise the good will lose. The good will. And the innocent will get hurt, and so it is very important that we be on the offensive as well as trying to persuade. We also have to fight, and that's what our Lord did. Our Lord fought against the Pharisees. Woe to you! He pointed out their faults, and of course they hated him. Do they hate him more? I don't know. Can you hate any more? Look at ISIS. People were trying to assuage them. Some politicians were trying to assuage them, and some of the Muslims who are very hardened against Christianity and the good. You can't persuade anymore. You just have to oppose them. You have to oppose them, and oppose them with the good, oppose them with prayer, oppose them to, sometimes we have to defend ourselves, even physically. At times. So this is the Christian fight. We're not pacifists. We are on the offensive to spread the faith and to protect the innocent and protect the good. We will be hated like Jesus was. But again, we're not into violence and always on the belligerent side. We do depend on the grace of God. We depend on God to change people, to change the world, and that takes prayer, that takes suffering and endurance at times, but it also does take offensive measures that we need to use to promote the faith and defend it.
Jesus.